Do's and don'ts of having a dinner party. Etiquette expert William Hansen's with us. Morning, William.
Good morning, Phil and Lou.
So tell us about the history of dinner parties, then. How far do they go back?
Well, I mean, eating together is one of the things that, you know, happened in the cavemen time. Okay, yes, they didn't put out their starch napkins and their candelabra, but they all would sit round and eat together, and it was...
How do you know cavemen used to sit around and eat together?
The paintings on the cave walls and documents and papyrus from the Egyptian times depicting scenes. The Bayeux tapestry has people sitting around a table eating. Eating together is one of the oldest things around.
Okay. No, I get that. No, I was just asking. So what do you think is the key, then, to a perfect dinner party?
Well, a lot of people seem to forget that actually dinner party is not actually about the food. That is not the main reason. The main reason of a dinner party is socialising and having a group of people round and socialising with them. If the food is not restaurant standard, it doesn't matter. If it's lovely, that's a bonus, and it's all jolly good, and that's even better. And yes, that is one of the incentives. You want to sort of attract people to your house with lovely food and your home-cooked wares, but it is not the be-all and end-all of life. However, with Come Dine With Me, slightly different. But, you know, also with Come Dine With Me, it's the hosting as well, and it's the way you present the food, or whether you give your guests a drink when they come in or not, if you take their coat, how your home is presented, how the table is set. All these little things matter, as well as the food.
William, what about in real life as well, when you're deciding on which guests to invite? How important is that to really think that through and check that they're going to get on together, or should you just invite the people you like, and if they don't get on, well, it's their fault?
No, you shouldn't do that, because that's sort of lazy hosting. You want to think about the mix of personalities. If you've got eight people around a table, yourself being one of them, you've got seven spaces, so you don't want to invite all your shy and retiring friends to the same dinner party, because it's going to be a very dull evening for you. And similarly, if you invited all your loud and bombastic friends, you're going to have a headache by the time the main course comes out. So you want a balance of people. And, you know, think about those. If people have had you over for dinner, you owe them hospitality. So you need to, at some point, within about a year of them having you for dinner, have them back for a meal. And putting on a dinner party can be very expensive. But the theory is that everybody that you have then invites you back at some point in the future.
You talked about presentation, and I've seen the dinner parties and the tea parties that you host. I've seen the photographs that you put on Twitter, and the presentation is absolutely first class. You said that's important. How much effort should you put into that? Do people really notice that much?
I think they do. We eat with our eyes, first of all, before we actually eat with our mouths. If it doesn't look very appetizing, then we're not going to want to eat it. So you have got to make it look nice. You don't perhaps need to go quite as far as sometimes I go. I do get a little bit carried away sometimes and then look back and go...
How flash are these things?
Oh, they're amazing. They're absolutely incredible. I've yet to be invited to one, but the photographs are incredible.
You can both come whenever.
Oh, thank you.
She's anyone for a free feed.
I'm having a dinner party on Saturday. You can come to that.
Oh, okay.
Has it ever gone wrong?
Sorry?
Has it ever gone wrong?
Actually, the last dinner party I had, nothing spectacularly wrong yet, touch wood, but I got to about 6.30, guests were coming at 7.30, or hopefully 10 minutes late, because you should arrive 10 minutes late for a dinner party, and I thought, okay, so I was going through what was on the hob, and I thought, okay, I got that for that. I thought, gosh, that looks empty. And then I was serving coq au vin for main course, and then I suddenly thought, I don't have any vegetables. And nothing in the house. So I whizzed up the road
to
a supermarket, bought some frozen peas, because I thought, actually, that will go nicely. And then, but the funny thing is, my friend sat there and goes, God, these peas are lovely. And I thought, I haven't done anything with them, I just stuck them in the microwave.
Thinking it's fine if you sprain your ankle afterwards as well, because I'll have something in the freezer for it.
Good to talk to you, William, as ever. Thank you so much, William Hansen, etiquette expert, and apparently not a bad dinner party host.